This is the VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The House has approved the ground rules for the Democrats' impeachment probe, the first formal vote in a fight that may stretch into next year.
The resolution sets the process for the next stage.
Lays the groundwork for open hearings in both the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee.
Democrat Gerald Nadler chairs Judiciary, which would end up making the formal recommendation on whether to impeach the president, who tweeted after the vote, "Greatest witch hunt in American history." Two Democrats voted against the resolution, along with all Republicans, who say the process will be unfair.
There's nothing the president did to be impeached.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy is accusing Democrats of trying to remove the president because they cannot beat him next year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some Islamic State supporters are starting to rally around the terror group's new leader using social media to pledge their allegiance to a man whose true identity may not be known for some time. IS announced the selection of Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi as its new leader Thursday in an audio message issued by its news agency. The announcement, which also confirmed the deaths of IS's self-declared caliph, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and his spokesman, caused what some analysts described as a ripple of excitement on social media and online messaging boards frequently seen by IS supporters. The FBI says it is investigating more than 2,000 cases tied to groups designated by the United States as foreign terrorist organizations, a figure that reflects a persistent threat posed by outfits such as Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah. There are currently 68 individual groups on the U.S. State Department's list of foreign terrorist organizations. The vast majority are jihadi outfits.